62-year-old with a gun is the only one standing between the nation and a full-scale government takeover. A new study exposes the dangers of conducting research while driving, and Michelle Obama is not so keen on the president's new bangs. And now for a web video you certainly don't deserve, but we'll get anyway, this is The Onion Week in Review. On Wednesday, the Israeli elections resulted in a sweeping Palestinian defeat, marking just the latest in over 60 years of election losses for the Palestinians. The 2013 poll results once again put widespread political control into the hands of the Israeli leaders for at least the next 4 years. The USDA unveiled their updated roommate food pyramid this week, which includes 4 servings of someone else's grains and cereals per day. Saying the new guidelines better represent the dietary needs of the average roommate, officials told reporters many aspects of the new pyramid are unchanged from the previous version, including a recommended daily intake of 5 to 7 weekly finger scoops of Erica's peanut butter.
Remember to limit your intake of sugar and sweets from half-open containers, especially if they're Jessica's, because she'll definitely notice.
Frustrated students from Chicago's inner city announced Thursday they were running out of ideas to motivate their underperforming teachers, telling reporters that they had tried everything they could think of to inspire their struggling educators. Aggravated students traced their teachers' poor performances to numerous challenges they face outside the classroom, such as troubled home lives and even some drug and alcohol dependency issues.
Connecting with the teachers gets harder and harder every year. We all come in every morning eager to learn, but most of the teachers just seem completely uninterested in education. The system is really stacked against these teachers. I mean, not only is the school expecting them to fail, but in a lot of cases, their own families are too. It just makes you feel so helpless.
In other news, a copy of the Scarlet Letter can't believe the notes a high schooler is writing in its margins. Prince Harry announces he killed some Taliban-looking people during his tour of duty, and a 22-year-old gets a job at a website.
Seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off.
If I should have a daughter, instead of mom, she's going to call me Point B. Because that way she knows that no matter what happens, at least she can always find her way to me. And I'm gonna paint the solar systems on the backs of her hands. So she has to learn the entire universe before she can say, oh, I know that like the back of my hand. And she's gonna learn that this life will hit you hard, in the face, wait for you to get back up just so it can kick you in the stomach. But getting the wind knocked out of you is the only way to remind your lungs how much they like the taste of air. There is hurt here that cannot be fixed by Band-Aids or poetry. So the first time she realizes that Wonder Woman isn't coming, I'll make sure she knows she doesn't have to wear the cape all by herself. Because no matter how wide you stretch your fingers, your hands will always be too small to catch all the pain you want to heal. Believe me, I've tried. And baby, I'll tell her, don't keep your nose up in the air like that. I know that trick. I've done it a million times. You're just smelling for smoke, so you can follow the trail back to a burning house so you can find the boy who lost everything in the fire to see if you can save him. Or else, find the boy who lit the fire in the first place to see if you can change him. But I know she will anyway, so instead, I'll always keep an extra supply of chocolate and rain boots nearby because there is no heartbreak that chocolate can't fix. Okay, there's a few heartbreaks that chocolate can't fix, but that's what the rain boots are for, because rain will wash away everything if you let it. I want her to look at the world through the underside of a glass-bottom boat, to look through a microscope at the galaxies that exist on the pinpoint of a human mind, because that's the way my mom taught me, that there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, my mama said, when you open your hands to catch and wind up with only blisters and bruises. When you step out of the phone booth and try to fly, and the very people you want to save are the ones standing on your cape. When your boots will fill with rain and you'll be up to your knees in disappointment, and those are the very days you have all the more reason to say thank you. Because there's nothing more beautiful than the way the ocean refuses to stop kissing the shoreline, no matter how many times it's sent away. You will put the wind in winsome, lose some. You will put the star in starting over and over. And no matter how many landmines erupt in a minute, be sure your mind lands on the beauty of this funny place called life. And yes, on a scale from 1 to over trusting, I am pretty damn naive, but I want her to know that this world is made out of sugar. It can crumble so easily, but don't be afraid to stick your tongue out and taste it. Baby, I'll tell her, remember your mama is a worrier and your papa is a warrior and you are the girl with small hands and big eyes who never stops asking for more. Remember that good things come in threes and so do bad things and always apologize when you've done something wrong, but don't you ever apologize for the way your eyes refuse to stop shining. Your voice is small, but don't ever stop singing. And when they finally hand you heartache, when they slip war and hatred under your door and offer you handouts on street corners of cynicism and defeat, you tell them that they really ought to meet your mother.
This is the conspiratorial view of history, as opposed to the accidental view. And it is the conspiratorial view that we shall present in this program.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill. My team's Mike Marza has some pictures for us explaining what's going on. Mike, still, if you've seen one of these drills, it really is like a scene out of one of those action movies, choppers stalking the sky of downtown Miami and the like. Let me show you what's happening right in the shadow of the Adrian Arch Center. Police right now have blocked off Biscayne Boulevard, but we believe that is largely because the Miami Heat game is about to be let out at the AAA, which is nearby. But actually, you know what, Nick, if you take a look, swing back over here. This may be involved in this training or not. Again, let me tell you what all of this is that we know of. It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military. They're doing some training exercises partly to meet some of the requirements that they have to do, also to prepare for the military side for some overseas drills, and also so they can make sure that all of their equipment is in check. And Nick, let's swing back around and show you the sky, because we've been hearing some blades of choppers in the distance. People up on the balconies have been taking some video of this. Let's show you the first piece of video as someone shot some video of some of these choppers, military style choppers, flying over 395 in downtown. This was last night. They shot all of this video. Now, the site is impressive, but just imagine if you could hear some of the activity that was happening here. Let's take a listen to the second piece of video. Holy.
$25 million records. Dwight Yoakam is much more than a country superstar. He's a talented actor with a lot to say about issues that matter to America. Dwight's latest album is Three Pairs. Welcome to you, Dwight.
Thank you.
Before we go any further, you're a singer.
Yeah.
You must have had sore throats
over
the years.
Well, you know
what?
As
you can tell, things are deteriorating. Is there any advice you can give me?
Don't ever take a flu shot again. Now, I watched that night with Dr. Oz, and deference to Dr. Oz, I think he's, you know, probably, he seems like a completely competent doctor. But, and I don't understand any of the, you know, the kind of biological aspects of the, you know, of the meds that, you know.
But we're both doing the maths, aren't we? We both saw him put that thing in my arm, and
yeah,
within 10 days, I'm just struck
down. You know what? I don't want to tell anybody out there, I'm not a medical advisor. Get your vaccines if you, I don't believe in them. I'm just suspicious by nature, and I saw you get it, and here we are.
Now, Justice Louis Brandeis once said, sunlight is the greatest disinfectant.
Bold new threats from North Korea aimed directly at the United States, which it calls the sworn enemy of the Korean people. The communist nation says it plans to carry out a nuclear test and more long-range rocket launches as part of an all-out confrontation with the United States. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says it's hard to know just what North Korea is up to.
We are very concerned with North Korea's continuing provocative behavior. We are fully prepared, we remain prepared to deal with any kind of provocation from the North Koreans. But I hope in the end that they determine that it is better to make a choice to become part of the international family.
Thank you. tonight, analysts say they don't think North Korea has the technology to reach the U.S. with a rocket or a nuclear warhead. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says he's seen no sure signs they're going to carry through on a threat issued last night to conduct a nuclear test aimed at the U.S. Still, he says we're ready for anything.
We are very concerned with North Korea's continuing provocative behavior. We are fully prepared, we remain prepared to deal with any kind of provocation from the North Koreans.
North Korea's posturing is a disappointment to those who hoped the country's new leader, Kim Jong-un, might take a less aggressive path than his father, Kim Jong-il.
The number of kids diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, is going up. White kids still represent the highest number of cases, while the most rapid rate increase is among minorities. Researchers also say boys are three times more likely to be diagnosed with ADHD than girls. Dr. Christopher Varley from Seattle Children's credits savvy doctors and parents for the uptick in cases.
This is not just a matter of policy, it's personal. I stood next to President Obama as the Marines carried those flag-draped caskets off the plane at Andrews. I put my arms around the mothers and fathers, the sisters and brothers, the sons and daughters, and the wives left alone to raise their children. It has been one of the great honors of my life to lead the men and women of the State Department and USAID. Nearly 70,000 serving here in Washington, more than 270 posts around the world. They get up and go to work every day, often in difficult and dangerous circumstances, because they believe, as we believe, the United States is the most extraordinary force for peace and progress the world has ever known.
By the way, there were more thank yous than last week's Golden Globes. I was ready to throw up. There are better, and she was giving, I've sure could seen better answers from a Magic 8 Ball. I'm going to show you why this matters, why there is a difference that is made here. This is a summary of how Hillary answered these questions. I have it up here. First, she would say, hey guys, this stuff is hard. Then she would say, and confusing. And then she would say, but I take full responsibility. And then, later.
How dare you? How dare you?
Speaking of Nazis, a lot of people, these gun rights people, think that Obama's like the next Hitler and they need to have their guns to protect themselves from his tyranny.
It's something we've seen happen time and time again in history, with Stalin, happened in Cambodia, and then, of course, the Third Reich. No one saw that coming until it was too late.
In Nazi Germany, they had a propaganda magazine called Der Stürmer. They had an article that they titled The Jew Next Door. The Journal News, their article was titled The Gun Owner Next Door.
You mean that happens?
Yeah,
governments actually become tyrannical?
And what we have here,
historically?
Sean, of course, we've seen this. Germany, Italy, Japan, yes, we've seen it.
These are scary times.
And that is scary.
Everybody in America who owns one of the guns on the list will be required to go in and give up fingerprints, mugshot, be entered into a database. It'll be your papers, please, like Nazi Germany.
I mean, if you go back to the 1930s with Hitler, he did the same thing.
Isn't that what we don't talk a lot about? What were the intentions of our founders and framers? Now we have Stalin, we have Hitler, we have countries, tyrannical. They talked a lot about that. And some people says if you mention that in this day and age, that's extreme.
And the mainstream media is doing their part to smear gun owners as they are now likening NRA members to Nazis. Our friend Bob Schieffer, and by the way, I don't mind that Bob has an opinion, but he can't, on the one hand, be a journalist, and it just gets complicated. But he's now comparing the gun lobby to defeating the Nazis.
Surely passing civil rights legislation, as Lyndon Johnson was able to do, and before that, surely defeating the Nazis was a much more formidable task than taking on the gun lobby.
In other words, taking on the NRA is the equivalent of taking on Adolf Hitler.
And they're in the same sentence as Nazis. This should be insulting.
What is the liberal media doing instead of fair and balanced reporting? Guys like Bob Schieffer are running around comparing the NRA to Osama bin Laden and Adolf Hitler.
If anyone deserves to be equated with Hitler on the issue of firearms, then it's not the president, it's the NRA.
Now, is there room for that in our discourse today? Why is that not an example of just over-the-top defamation?
By the way, conservatives use the word Hitler, and there's a total liberal left meltdown like Alka-Seltzer and water. Left does it, it's fine.
Think of if conservatives had used that language to describe liberals on the same policy, then there would be collective outrage on the front page of the papers and demands for people to resign and apologize.
He's giving himself a little bit of wiggle. Bob Schieffer, that is a little bit of wiggle room. Oh, I didn't exactly compare the NRA to the Nazis. I sort of threw them in the same pot and let the people on the audience sort it out.
There's clearly an inference that the NRA is the equivalent of the Nazis, and I do think it raised questions about whether or not he wasn't just a little bit too opinionated.
George Orwell, back in 1946, in a famous essay, said the word fascism should only be used for people in Hitler and Mussolini and so on, and not just thrown around all the time. That was 1946. 70 years later, we're still doing it as much as ever.
You should take Hitler and Nazis off the table in our, if they really want to have a dialogue, as Robert Redford said, then let's just stop. Can we just, like, take Nazis off the table?
Why bring that into the comparison?
No, I don't know.
It was clearly...
Well, first of all, never bring up Nazis.
Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil!
Rapper Lupe Fiasco was invited to a startup Rock On concert on Sunday as part of the inaugural events. Now, I am highly amused by the person who invited Lupe Fiasco without knowing that he wouldn't really be celebrating President Obama. Okay, he speaks very strongly against him because he thinks that drone strikes and our military intervention abroad is disastrous, and he's also progressive on other counts. So you had to know what was coming, right? Well, apparently they didn't.
It's so loud inside my head with words that I should have said as I drown in my regrets. I can't take back the words I never
think the war on terror is a bunch of bull. It's just a poor excuse for you to use
up on your wall lips. How much money does it take to really make a full clip? 9-11 building 7, did they really pull it? And a bunch of other cover-ups. Your child's future was the first to go with budget cuts. If you think that hurts, then wait, here comes the uppercut. The school was garbage in the first place. That's on the up and up. Keep you at the bottom, but tease you with the upper crust. You get it, then they move it, so you never keeping up enough. If you turn on TV, all you see's a bunch of what the f. Do this dating so-and-so, blabbering about such and such. And that ain't Jersey Shore. Homie, that's the news. And these the same people supposedly telling us the truth. Limbo is a racist. Glenn Beck is a racist. Gaza Strip was getting bombed. Obama didn't say bitch. That's why I ain't vote for next one either. I'm a part of the problem. My problem is I'm peaceful. And I believe in the people. Yeah.
Now look, to be fair to both sides, Lupe has the song, of course, Words I Never Said, and he was saying that. Now, if you didn't expect him to say that song, you're a clown, and it's your problem. Okay, so of course he was going to sing that, right? On the other hand, he apparently repeated the song for about 30 to 40 minutes. Okay, look, maybe he's Stephen Colbert-ing them, and I have respect for that, because Colbert, during the White House Correspondents' Dinner, came and made fun of those people straight to their face, and it was the greatest thing I ever saw. Okay, best speech at a White House Correspondents' Dinner ever, right? So now Lupe's saying, hey, look, you want me to get up on this stage? Well, I'm going to give you what I got. This is what I think of the president, and I'm going to give it to you over and over again. Perhaps you should have had a conversation with him earlier. Hey, how long is your set? You know, we know you're going to probably sing that song, but then, you know, what else are you going to do? But apparently they didn't have that communication, so then they escort him out of the building, okay? Now, that's not the funny part. Here comes the funny part.
Jihad is not holy war. Where's that in the worship? Murdering is not Islam, and you are not observant. And you are not a Muslim. Israel, don't take my side, cause look how far you've pushed them. Walk with me into the ghetto, this where all the kush went. Complain about the liquor store, but what you drinking liquor for? Complain about the gloom, but when you pick a broom up? Just listen in the pot, ain't gonna make it stop. A rebel in your doubts, ain't gonna make it out. If you don't become an actor, you'll never be a factor. Pills with million side effects, take them when the pain's felt. Wash them down with diet soda, killing off your brain cells. Crooked banks around the world, we're glad to give a loan today, so if you ever miss a payment, they can take your home away. Worse than all the violence. Fear is such a weak emotion, that's why I despise it. We're scared of almost everything, afraid to even tell the truth. So scared of what you think of me, I'm scared of even telling you. Sometimes I'm like the only person I feel safe to tell it to. I'm locked inside a cell in me, I know that there's a gel in you. Consider this your belling out, so take a breath and hell a few. My screams is finally getting free, my thoughts is finally yelling down.
Answers to no one.
Is that an interview that you actually gave with Katie Couric?
Is that an interview that I actually gave with Katie Couric?
Yeah.
What's your name again?
That's not the question.
What's his name?
Pete Ross.
Huh?
Pete Ross.
Pete Ross, that's a stupid-ass question. You just saw me on there giving an interview with her.
Okay. So that was you. Did you perform at the Virgin Mobile Music Fest in 2008 with Kanye West?
I don't know, but I know I did perform at this badass bitch birthday party recently. She was crazy, stupid thick.
Isn't it something that you would remember if your album, The Carter 3, was the biggest selling album of the year in 2008?
Isn't it something that I would remember that?
Yes.
Isn't that a personal opinion type question? Because I would be actually answering the question to, isn't it something? That's my question. Isn't it something?
That you would remember.
Isn't it something? That's the question I have to answer, Your Honor.
Go ahead.
Isn't it something?
Do the best trying to answer it.
Yeah, it's something out of your ass. That's my answer. It is something out of your ass.
Have you ever hired a photographer to photograph an event?
Have I ever hired a photographer to photograph an event? Sorry, sir, no, I'm a superstar. People hire them themselves to photograph me. We don't hire them.
Do you recall that any criminal actions were pending against you at the end of 2008?
I don't recall any.
Do you recall being at all concerned about any criminal actions that may have been pending against you at the end of 2008?
I don't recall.
Do you recall that in the summer of 2007 you were arrested in New York City following a performance at the Beacon Theater?
I don't recall that.
Do you recall that police in New York City discovered a .40 caliber pistol on you, on your person?
I don't recall that either.
Do you recall that in late 2009 you pleaded guilty to attempted criminal possession of a weapon?
I don't recall that either.
Did you serve any time in jail following the end of 2009?
I don't know.
Didn't you serve about 8 months at Rikers Island in 2010?
I don't know.
Do you remember being arrested in or about January 2008 near Yuma, Arizona?
No, I don't remember that.
Do you remember being charged in early 2008 with possession of narcotics for sale, possession of dangerous drugs, misconduct involving weapons, and possession of drug paraphernalia?
No, I don't recall that.
Well, how much longer is this line of questioning going to go on?
Not much longer.
All right, go ahead.
I don't know.
Didn't you win?
I don't know.
The award for best rap album of the year in 2008 for the Carter III?
I don't know.
Mr. Carter, you have to wait until the attorney is finished asking the question, please.
I'm sorry, that's my psychic. I'm sorry.
How would you describe your image in the media?
How would I describe my image in the media?
Yes.
I wouldn't describe it.
Well, how would you describe it if you had to?
I don't have to.
Well, what image are you portraying in the media?
I don't portray anything. I am who I am. And you guys portray what you get.
No, who are you? Who is the real?
I am Dwayne Michael Carter Jr.
Okay. Do you like to portray yourself as?
I just answered that and said that I don't like to portray myself as nobody.
Okay.
I completely be Dwayne Michael Carter Jr. I don't portray myself as anything. An image is self-described.
Well, you have to wait till I'm done with the question.
I don't have to wait to anything. Honestly, I mean. This guy right here may tell me that I have to wait, but personally, I don't have to do nothing.
Go ahead, ask the question.
Thank you, Your Honor. Do you like
to... He can't save you, right? In the real world. That guy right there. He can't save you in the real world. Just so you know.
What does that mean?
I don't have to elaborate.
Is that...
Ask your next question,
is that a threat against
no, sir,
us?
Mr. Lawson,
can you just ask your next question, please?
He can't save you.
And what does that mean?
I was talking to myself.
I think he misremembers.
Dog walkers in this West London park will be well aware of the city's no fouling policy, especially in children's playgrounds. But this man apparently was blissfully unaware. Maybe he didn't see the many warning signs scattered around the park, or perhaps he thought they referred only to dogs. CCTV in Shepherd's Bush Green caught the man stroll into the park swigging a can of lager, with clearly only one thing on his mind. He peers over the fence into the brand new children's play area, then saunters over to a park bench and picks up what appears to be a used tissue. What happens next will turn the stomach of every parent who has ever pushed their child on a swing or watched proudly as they laugh down a slide. And despite a powerful light being shone in his direction from CCTV cameras, he finishes his business and casually walks away into the night. Police are now hunting the man and have asked for anyone who recognises him to get in touch. It is yet unclear whether this was a targeted attack on a children's playground or that he just couldn't wait until he got home. But either way, in the words of one local councillor, I have never seen such barefaced cheek.
We will be the gas station, the oasis for air and water, and the building supply center for the frontier. The long goal is to create a better future for all of us through space resources.
A team of engineers unveil plans for a space mining company that would tap asteroids for energy.
When the first asteroid is mined, deep space will be there. When the first space power plants come online, deep space will be there.
Deep Space Industries said its inaugural mission is targeted for 2015, when it would send a small spacecraft on a six-month expedition to survey an as-yet unidentified asteroid.
One of the things we're going to be doing is creating an economy in space. We're going to be creating wealth in space. We're going to be mining resources that we believe in the long run can help life on Earth.
NASA and others are planning new missions to the Moon and Mars. As they reach beyond Earth orbit, Deep Space Industries will be there with the fuel, air, and materials they need to succeed and grow.
The company hoped to one day build a fleet of robotic ships to extract resources for fuel, and they're not short of ambition.
When we get to the larger scale activities, we can start perhaps building space solar power plants where we can collect the sun's energy, convert it into a different form and beam it back to the Earth and replace coal and nuclear plants.
As we gain experience and develop our systems, we will grow them as the frontier grows, so that when the time comes, DSI will be ready.
Following today's press conference in which NASA announced its continuing search for a planet capable of supporting NASA, researcher Dr. Kenneth Heiser sat down with Onion reporters to detail their ongoing mission to find a NASA-habitable planet.
Our objective is to find a planet capable of nurturing not just life, but also a sustained interest in the exploration of the cosmos. Now, such a planet would need to have water and proximity to light and heat, but also life forms with even the vaguest understanding of the importance of astronomical exploration. Ultimately, this would need to be a planet with organisms that have a genuine interest in expanding the limits of their knowledge.
Heiser added that any planet capable of supporting NASA would need to be able to generate a steady stream of financing to meet the agency's $18 billion annual budget. Though Heiser admitted the unlikelihood of coming across such a fertile celestial environment in the near term, he revealed there have been a few promising leads.
Well, we did locate a planet approximately 60 light years away that we felt could provide an adequate level of funding for our research, but our analysis showed that the air was in fact toxic and would kill every NASA employee in well under 30 seconds. The important thing is we just need to be patient. There's a limitless number of planets in the universe, and eventually we'll find one with the resources to support our work. We just have to, right?
Well, Ted Nugent, he's back at it again. The failed rock star turned pro-gun mascot was interviewed by Guns.com at a shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show and suggested he's ready for an armed revolt against President Obama. Nugent received a visit from the United States Secret Service agents last year after speaking at the NRA's annual convention, so at least they know where to find this guy.
I'm part of a very great experiment in self-government where we the people determine our own pursuit of happiness and our own individual freedom and liberty. Not to be confused with the Barack Obama gang who believes in we the sheeple and actually is attempting to re-implement the tyranny of King George that we escaped from in 1776. And if you want another Concord Bridge, I got some buddies.
Ooh, Nugent is referring to the start of the American Revolutionary War when colonial and British troops assembled at Concord, Massachusetts, and an unidentified soldier opened fire, better known as the shot heard around the world. So Ted Nugent, a self-admitted draft dodger, is advocating armed revolution against President Obama, commander-in-chief of our nation's military forces, all because Obama has proposed sensible gun safety legislation in the wake of the Newtown massacre that took the lives of 20 children and 6 adults. This is what the extreme right calls proper discourse as we continue to experience daily tragedies related to gun violence. And this type of paranoid and dangerous rhetoric is being adopted by mainstream Republican lawmakers. Just read Mitch McConnell's email to his supporters warning them about gun grabbers in the United States Senate. Go ahead and gather your buddies, Nugent. But you should know, the United States military uses few horses and bayonets these days.
Having some military training doesn't hurt if you want to go out and kill people.
Mr. Vice President, there have been several people online asking about the fact that you are a gun owner. You own 2 shotguns.
Yes.
What's your interpretation of the Second Amendment?
My interpretation of the Second Amendment is an individual. It is an individual right, not a corporate right, not related to a militia. You have an individual right to own a weapon both for recreation, for hunting, and also for your self-protection. You have an individual right to do that. But just as you don't have an individual right to go out and buy an F-15 if you're a billionaire with ordnance on it, just like you don't have the right to go buy an M1 tank, just like you don't have a right to buy an automatic weapon, those judgments have been made that there are no societal, reasonable societal justification or constitutional justification for owning them. And so my view is that it is totally a guarantee, not negotiable, that I'm able to own a weapon for sporting purposes as well as my own protection, but there should be rational limits on the type of weapon I can own that exceed the need, that would go beyond what I need for my protection or legitimate sporting activities.
The stars creak as you sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some days I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see this way.
As though the truth may vary, this ship will carry on.
Okay, the question is, who says there's no inflation? And the answer is the Federal Reserve, which is ironic when you see our single best chart. It's from a paper published by Carmen Reinhart and Ken Rogoff. It was presented last week, and it goes back. It goes all the way back to 1775, this hockey stick inflation. 100 years ago, in 1913, the Fed was created, and we've marked it with a vertical line there. Consumer prices now are about 30 times higher than they were when the Fed was created in 1913. And according to Rogoff and Reinhart, this pattern repeats itself across almost all countries.
Yeah. Hey! 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 There's an old voice in my head that's holding me back.
Tell her that I miss our little talks.
Be over.
Topless Ukrainian protesters have been arrested after clashing with police at the World Economic Forum in Davos.
Davos!
The women from the activist group Femen braved the icy conditions in the Swiss city, demonstrating against what they say is the male domination of the world economy. Letting off flares and blowing whistles, they tried to breach security barriers whilst chanting SOS Davos. Femen has staged numerous protests across Europe, including a similar one at the Davos summit last year.
Don't listen to the word I say. Hey! The streets all sound the same. Hey! Oh, the truth may vary. This ship will carry our bodies safe.
We got some breaking news coming in on Beyonce and the lip sync scandal that's being called. Definitive information now being learned by Jim Acosta. Jim, what are you learning?
Wolf, we can tell you that an inaugural official who asked not to be identified told me just a short time ago that pop star Beyonce lip synced her performance on Inauguration Day, saying, quote, she did not sing live. That official told CNN. A pre-recording of the artist's rendition of the national anthem was played instead. So what was heard by spectators and viewers was the sound of that recording.
Don't listen to though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to shore.
The Daily Caller reports that the FBI is investigating Senator Bob Menendez on accusations the New Jersey Democrat purchased prostitutes and attended sex parties in the Dominican Republic. The senator's office has rejected the charges for months, and much of this story, frankly, is still unconfirmed. Joining us now to explain the allegations coming from the Daily Caller and the newly surfaced evidence, David Martosco, executive editor at the Daily Caller. David, welcome. What is the new evidence that has emerged?
Well, about 36 hours ago at the Daily Caller, we received a cache of documents, about 58 pages of emails between a source in the Dominican Republic, ABC News, the FBI, and an organization called Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. These emails stretched from last April through mostly through the end of the year through into early December, and demonstrate that somebody in the Dominican Republic with direct contact with some of these young prostitutes, some of them underage, was blowing the whistle on the senator and providing specific evidence, including the names and ages of the young women involved, their handwritten testimonies, and very specific evidence about locations and times and all that kind of stuff. We've confirmed what we can at this point, including air travel records from private jet of a donor to the senator who brought him the Dominican Republic on several occasions. But as you said, a lot of this is unconfirmable at this point. It would be a felony if it were all true.
Stop it already!
These corrupt maggots will do everything they can to make sure you don't know what's going on. They will do everything in their power to keep you in the dark while they treat your state like their own personal piggy bank. A piggy bank they're making love to. And that's where the insult pencil dick actually came from. That's how thin their dick has to be to fit in that little slot on the top of the piggy bank. And you may think I've run astray of the point just now, but you're so very wrong. We're only just getting started. 90% of the animal behavior that comes out of our politicians only continues because they're able to keep it a secret, keep it quiet, to muffle the screaming of the victims. But the truth is out there. And as we all know, the truth will let you pee. I'm not sure I have that expression right. I learned it while lip reading. But luckily, sunlight kills these motherfuckers. It burns them out like ants under a magnifying glass. And the first step is to find out just how many swine your state holds. How big the ogre orgy is. And the state integrity investigation did a great job of this. They carefully analyzed each state, poring over immense amounts of data, and then gave each state a score. My home state of Virginia, for example, made me proud by coming in as the 47th least corrupt state in the union. That's right, only 46 states are less rotten. Yeah! Who says Virginia isn't for lovers of corruption? 47th? Jesus Christ, that means the only places filled with more vile lies, treason, greed, and deceit are Georgia, South Dakota, and the Walmart boardroom. We even beat South Carolina. Do you have any idea how filthy low you have to go to be sleazier than South Carolina? You have to be up to your neck in mud while licking the undercarriage of a diseased rodent, and that rodent is a cousin to Rupert Murdoch. If you're curious, some of the categories each state was graded on were public access to information, political financing, executive and judicial accountability, and also how fat and angry the meter maids are. Virginia's meter maids achieved a score of Kathy Bates in the movie Misery, just barely falling short of a score of Boulder from the Indiana Jones movie. Ironically, one of the things Virginia did not get an F on was the category of redistricting. Trying to remedy that, this week Virginia's Republicans used the fact that one Democratic state senator was in D.C. for a thing called the inauguration to force through a redrawn map that would provide them a permanent Republican majority. They gerrymandered the state so hard it has dark purple bruises. If you ask a map of Virginia congressional district what happened to it this week, it will tell you it fell down the stairs. But don't believe a damn word of it. Go to stateintegrity.org and find out where your state ranks, and then out these f***ing sleaze buckets, these inflammatory scum birthing piss generators. Don't let them hide in the shadows anymore.
The world is changing. Many of us know that the next 20 years will be nothing like the last 20 years. We know the challenges we face, the problems that humanity faces. These challenges range from global economic collapse to a dwindling food supply that is mostly contaminated by chemicals and additives. The problems are always highlighted by the pundits, but what about the solutions? How do we take on this criminal government? How do we take down the banking cartels that have seized our economy? How do we end the medical dictatorship? How do we ensure that the dinosaur mainstream media finally joins the ranks of the saber-toothed cats and the Tyrannosaurus Rex? Here is how I think we can defeat the system. It starts with money. Where do you bank? Is your money held at one of the six big mega banks that got trillions in taxpayer-funded bailouts that have created quadrillions in worthless paper derivatives? Are you part of the ever-expanding money supply? By using debit and credit cards. You didn't know that every time you swipe your card, that new money spent is new money created and pumped into the system? Hence, more interest for the bankers, No wonder they always want us to spend more. That's always the solution to the economy. Go out and spend more money, rack up more debt. Why not unplug from the system? Use currency, fiat currency, for your daily purchases as needed, and limit your banking to small local banks and credit unions. Store your wealth not in fiat currency, but in real money. Gold and silver. Every time you buy precious metals, it basically takes those funds out of circulation, putting more pressure on the bankers' money Ponzi schemes. No honest money, no honest banking system. Where do you buy goods and services? Do you shop at Walmart and Home Depot and then say, well, we should buy American? Many claim buy America, but they consume cheap Chinese crap that kills their dogs, infects their homes with defective drywall. Even the toothpaste is dangerous. Our politicians, in fact, care about us so much, they may soon allow Chinese prescription drugs to enter the country. Can you believe this? How about your economy? Yeah, we know that the U.S. and the European banker-run economies are falling apart, but what about you? What are you doing about it? Are you taking advice from other YouTubers or pundits that basically live in their parents' basements and are collecting unemployment checks? Is that who you take investment advice from? Or are you learning from successful people who've had ideas that changed their communities, changed their lives, invented that widget that sold in the marketplace during the Great Depression? There were many people who made millions. You don't hear about those people. What will you do when the next Great Depression comes? Will you be a job taker, or will you be a job maker? Will you hope that Sugar Daddy Obama extends unemployment for another 100 weeks? Or will you say, fuck you, government, I'm a man and I believe in individual liberty? What about the vaccines the globalists have used to slow kill our kids, our troops, even us? Like sheep, do you line your children up to vaccinate them with poison and toxins? You know, when I was a kid, growing up, children got 3 to 4 vaccines. Today, there's over 35 plus vaccinations. Who do you think this benefits? Does it benefit the children? Or does it benefit big pharma companies that have a monopoly on these injections and just want to keep you safe and healthy? Why not end this cycle? Why not end the cycle of medical dictatorship by keeping your children away from the deadly poison? What about the two-party system? Yeah, you know, Democrats, Republicans, they try to tell us, love to tell us, in fact, that they're fighting for the good of the people. I think we all know, especially if you're watching this film. Are you buying into the, I'm just voting for the lesser of two evils? Here's a thought. What about just rejecting evil, period? The two-party system has been designed to keep the power elite in charge. Are you playing their game? The corporate mainstream media that's owned by the same bankers that tell you to go out and shop because it's good for the economy. The same ones that said Europe would never fail. Greece is fine. And now we find out Greece is about to leave the euro. And next it'll be Italy and then Spain. But they tell you, go out and shop. Don't prepare. It's crazy to buy gold and food storage. Unplug from the mainstream media. Yesterday it was reported that CNN, on their 9 p.m. primetime slot, had only 39,000 viewers. We are winning. People are seeking truth. Expose the corruption. Do YouTube videos. Write a blog. Put together a community newsletter. What about the food that you eat? Are you part of big agriculture and big food? Eating at McDonald's, Burger King, places that literally are poisoning your body. Cancer rates up over 1,000% in just my lifetime alone by these dangerous chemicals that are added to our food. Or are you supporting small farmers, organic companies that are putting forward real food, not garbage that's put together, prepackaged with all kinds of byproducts, but real food, just like you would shop locally to support the local small businesses? Why not eat only at places that truly care about the land, the farmer, about you? How about educating your children? Are you putting your children in the state-run schools? With federal mandates like No Child Left Behind? A school system that has all but failed our children. An absolute disaster by every standard, caring more about the teachers' unions and more about teacher tenure than actually what children really even learn. And what do they learn? Just propaganda. Propaganda about our founding fathers. Propaganda about a living and breathing constitution. Propaganda that a strong, executive, powerful president is what makes everything better and is what we need, especially in a time of crisis. Even our universities today. Unless you're learning a trade, something that you could actually do and a service that you could put forward, I hate to break it to you, but getting a degree in Native American pottery isn't probably going to land you a job in the new economy. The next 20 years will be nothing like the last 20 years. What about taxes? Many advocate for more taxes because they say, well, tax the rich. Unfortunately, they don't realize that we're not talking about the 1% of 1% wealthy elite banksters that run the government. No, they're talking about the small business owner that has busted his ass trying to create jobs, trying to build a better product, a better idea. Instead of wanting to confiscate his wealth, why not look up to him and model him? That's what we used to value as Americans. Now they want to take from them, tax from them to give to those that are not willing to take the same steps, work as hard. Do you want to be part of financing a government that is criminal with unjust wars all over the country? Imagine the power of 10 to 20 million Americans standing up and saying, I will not pay my taxes if we continue to kill millions around the world, if we continue to fund illegal wars, if we continue a corrupted educational system. There is power in numbers, power in people coming together. What about arms? Arming yourself. When that EPA worker comes on your property, it's your property right. Taking a stand against the corruption. Our founders didn't have a Second Amendment for hunting reasons because they wanted to make sure people could go out and hunt and go duck hunting or go deer hunting like the left or like the propagandists in the mainstream media try to tell us. Our founders understood that a government that feared the people would ensure liberty, but if the people feared the government, that would ensure tyranny. What about you? What are you doing? It's interesting, they always talk about the 99% and the 1%. Multiple studies show that about 3 to 4% are actually thinking, are thinkers. Think about their life. Think about what they want to do. Think about how they could improve themselves. The rest are mindless sheep, just listening to the propaganda, doing as they are told. Are you thinking? Are you helping people to become thinkers? It is time now more than ever before that we take a stand. We educate friends and family. But in order to change friends and family and change our communities and change our states, we must change ourselves. We must take the action and say no to the big mega banks. We won't bank there. We won't save in your fiat slavery currency. We won't eat at your polluted restaurants and fast food chains. We won't shop at your stores. That's the example that we can send as real patriots in this liberty movement.
Very powerful stuff. What more do you want?
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? You don't make waves, so why should they? Studies show that 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. ODD is a real problem in our society, according to the DSM, the big book that lets psychiatrists know who's mentally ill and who's not. ODD is also known as libertitis, or inflammation of the liberty. It's been a serious problem for almost 50 years. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. In severe cases, kids may be suspended from school and end up in jail for violating those all-important nanny laws. In extreme cases, they might even quote Ron Paul. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Compliacin reduces non-essential brain activity by 70%. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. This drug can even keep your kids off drugs. Unlike outdated methods such as punishment or uniforms, Compliacin works on the inside, taking choice completely out of the equation. Compliacin combines Thorazine, Ritalin, and 15 secret herbs and spices. It has all the effectiveness of a chemical straitjacket with none of the drooling. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name. Compliacin. From Pilfer.
Pilfer. We've got a pill for everything.
Now, go find the others. .com.
Wait, I... Ding, ding, ding. Uh-oh, looks like we're out of time. Goodbye.